Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique, right? Your DIY business coach. We're here tonight talking about being consistent. To give you 7 tips about being consistent. All right, guys, so that is what we're going to talk about. Why is it so important to be consistent? The benefits of being consistent. All of that. So we're about to get live. Let me, 1 second. Let's get this. I'm getting new with this intro I have, so... Let's play this intro for everybody who's new to the channel.
You are now entering the Ultimate Entrepreneur Experience, the I Am Unique podcast. We talk about business, lifestyle, fitness, health, and mindset. Everything that surrounds you being a successful business owner. Hosted by George Truly, Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Speaking to you about marketing and lifestyle. Let's get ready to make this money. Thank you for joining my podcast, and I appreciate you being here. Please like and share this podcast with everybody around.
Business coach here in Studio U talking to you about being consistent. How to be consistent, what are the benefits of being consistent, why should you be consistent, how does being consistent help you in your business? That's my mic. I'm like, what is that in my window? Good, but it's been a long day. So, starting a little late today, got backed up, last minute project came in, but it is okay, it's okay, because money is, we like Dash Money, baby. So we're going to go in about the 7 tips, different things you can do to be consistent, and why I think being consistent in your pot, in your life, period, it's so beneficial, being consistent in your business. So this is not just to all your business owners out there. This is to anybody who wants to make major changes in their life. You have to understand what you're making changes for, how to create those new habits, how to be consistent with what you're doing. That could be being consistent with killing people, being consistent with your work, being consistent with... At the end of the day, if you're not a reliable person, be consistently unreliable. Don't be there for somebody 1 minute and then next minute you're not there for them. So if you're going to be consistent, whatever you decide to do, positive or negative, be consistent with it. Because those are the ways you're going to accomplish the things that you want or not. Again, you going to eat cake all day? Be consistently eat that cake on Tuesday. You know? If you're going to start a business, be consistent with that business. Make sure that when people call you, they know exactly what they're going to get. Prices, be consistent unless you decide to raise your prices. But let's just talk about some 7 benefits of being consistent. All right? So one is make conscious decisions to get what you need done or to stop what you're willing to stop doing. Make conscious decisions behind them. Be aware, be conscious of those things, because when you're conscious of what you're doing and how you're acting and how you're moving, then that makes you a lot more powerful, because when somebody questions you about something, then you know exactly what they're talking about. So do everything with a purpose. Do everything consciously. Do every move, make every move that you make for a reason. Good, bad, indifferent, I don't care what it is. Just make sure you're doing what you need to do for a reason. Know your why. Number two, know your why. Why are you doing this? Why do you walk every day? Why do you eat healthy? Why do you not eat healthy? Why do you start a business? Why did you, whatever it is, why do you smoke? Why do you drink every day at 5 o'clock? Why do you do that? Know your why. Know why you're doing these things. Because when you're starting your business, when you're building your business, and you start out with that why, that makes it so impactful for being the person that you are. Because that teaches you how to be more productive. That makes you understand the reason why you're doing this. If somebody says, man, why do you smoke a cigarette every day? Have you ever asked a smoker that? Man, it helped me relax, helped me get my mind off of things, it gives me some time out. Those are some of the things that they say. Why do you eat junk food all day? Because I like it. That's a why. You know, that doesn't make sense, but that's a why. Now, why do I eat healthy every day? Because I need energy. I need to be able to move. I need to stay focused. I need to be motivated. Why am I a business owner? Because I don't understand how to punch a time clock. Never understood the concept of punching a time clock. Never was good at punching a time clock. Don't even know how to really do it. Don't even understand the whole concept theory behind it. If I had a job, it would have to be a salary, because if you told me to punch a time clock, I'm going to be late every day. Not sit out and show up at the job late, but punching that time clock, I'm going to be late. I'm going to forget. I'm going to go in there and start working and be like, oh, shit, I didn't clock in. Da, 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 da. Never was good at that. You know what I mean? Never was good at that. So those are the things of, those are my reasons why. Now, this one, number three. Realize that consistent efforts will show the world that you are serious about your business for long term. Being consistent makes you reliable, makes you a great person to go to. Anybody who's known me for the past 20 years knows that this is what I do, this is how I talk, this is what I say. I've been doing the same thing for the last 20 years. Sometimes it fluctuates up, sometimes it fluctuates down, but be consistent at this. I have done this podcast every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Every Wednesday for the past 2 years. We're pushing on our second year anniversary in June, I believe. I gotta even look that up. 2 years straight I've been doing this. This is what I love to do. This is what my passion is. This is what I believe in. The days that I committed to do this on Wednesday at 9 o'clock, I have yet to change. Now, maybe I should move the time to maybe get better viewers. I don't know. But when you are starting your business, when you're being consistent with what you're doing, people will know you. If you keep posting your fashions, your beauty products, whatever it is, online consistently all the freaking time, that will make you be consistent. People will know that is what she does. If they don't know nothing else about you, they know that you're consistent at doing what you do in your business. So making sure that you're consistent in what you're doing in your business is anything. Now, being consistent with everything else. But when it comes down to your business and what you're putting out to the public, make sure you are consistent in that thing. All right? Be consistent. Make sure you set those short-term goals. Number four is setting those short-term goals. Now, long-term goals are great, but nobody keeps those. And I'm going to lose weight. At the end of the year, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year. Let's start with one day at a time, Missy. Today, we're going to eat a salad. Today, we're going to drink, make sure we get our 8 glasses of water. Today, we're going to only eat 1,200 calories, and we're going to walk 3 or 4 miles. Let's just worry about today's goals, because everybody gets caught up in these long-term goals, 5 and 10-year goals. I don't even know why they tell people to do that shit, because, boy, we don't even know if we're going to be here in 5 or 10 years. God forbid, we had COVID. You know what I mean? People who thought they were going to be around is going to be rare. Shoot, if you do drugs, you'll know what kind of messed up drug you might get into, get laced and OD. You know, in the car accident, get hit by a bus. So let's focus on today's goals. Today's goals and tomorrow's goals, okay? If we make it to tomorrow, then we worry about the goals we get tomorrow. But make sure you're achieving what you need to do to plant those seeds for today. Now, we can have an objective big goal in the next, you know, year, next 6 months, next 3 months. I want to make this amount of money. Great. Now, each day we move and we do things to meet that goal, and we're going to do consistent things in our behaviors so that we can make those goals happen. Understood. But focus on, if you stay conscious of those goals that you're doing today, then you will be so much better off in your life. You know what I mean? Just mainly focus on what you want to do today. If you're writing a book, if you're telling a story, if you're making clothes, focus on, hey, I'm going to cut out my pattern today. Tomorrow we're going to sew these stitches up. The next day we're going to measure it and hem it up and make sure it is right. Do it like that. Okay, I'm going to write a page today about this book. I'm not going to try to write this book all in one day. You know what I mean? Don't stress yourself out. That's why people don't accomplish their goals, because they overwhelm themselves with what they have to accomplish in this one day, 1 hour, 15 minutes. If you realistically know that you cannot accomplish these goals within that matter of time, or if you have never made $100,000 and you're setting a goal, I'm going to make $100,000 in a year, and you've never made $100,000 ever in your life, not even at a job, why do you really think that you can do that? Now, if you have sales that show you that you project the goals. But I'm talking about these people that are at ground zero that says, hey, I can make this. Now, if you're at $10,000 a month and you say, I want to make 30, at least you know how to make increments of 10. So if I do this $10,000, what I'm doing to make $10,000 a month, and I do it two more times, I can make my $30,000, right? But if you continue to do things, if you've never made $10,000 a month, how can you say you're going to make $30,000 a month? So make sure that you understand what you're capable of and set your goals. Now, guys, I'm not telling you that it cannot be done or you can't do these things. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying be real with yourself. Be real with you. If you have never made any money, no substantial amount of money before, and now all of a sudden you wake up and say, yeah, I'm going to make $30,000 a month, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right, number 5, give yourself a time limit. Give yourself time limits, okay? Make sure you have your goals are set with a time limit. So if you're going to be consistent, you want to work out, you want to lose this gut, you want to start this business, say, hey, I'm going to start this business in 2 months. I'm going to put everything together. I'm going to create my plan. I'm going to look for my location. I'm going to buy my product, and we're going to launch this business on this day. We're going to write this book on this day. We're going to sell my products on this day. We're going to do whatever it takes to do what you need to do on that day. Set a time frame. Why? Because this allows you to make yourself accountable for what you are doing. Be realistic with your time frame, but set a time frame, all right? Number 6, help you be consistent. If you know you never worked out in the last past 5 or 6 years, you might want to buy a personal trainer. You might want to begin a gym membership. You're not that person who's going to get up in the morning and after you buy all this gym equipment, you're not that type of person who's actually going to use it. I really don't care what you invested it in, because if you have not done it in the last 5 to 10 years or even year, the likelihood of you actually starting to do it out the blue, with nobody pushing you, with no accountability partner, or none of that, it's pretty unlikely. So making sure that you enlist, you have some support, you have somebody that has a backing, somebody who's doing it on a regular basis, somebody who's going to be there. Make sure you have that person there to support you. Enlist in support. Number seven, lucky number seven, when you do have wins, big ones, little ones, I like little wins. I like to set little goals and do little wins. So if I, like, I got a big one right now. Okay, there's two restaurants in Atlanta that I really want to eat at, and they're a splurge because they're like $100 a plate. You know, I really want to go there. But until Unique loses 15 pounds, she can't go eat at that restaurant. I walk by it every day. I look over there. I say hi to the people. I want to go over there. But it's steak and potatoes. And probably some asparagus is what I want to order. You know, so until I get to the goal that I want to get to, that is not how I'm going to benefit myself. Certain money goals that I have. Goals, $30,000 a month is what my now goal is. If I, would I make that money, then I can buy me my scooter and some other stuff that I have on my block of to-do list, on my block of I want list. I have an I want list, and I set myself up for goals. And until I get to those goals, then I don't spend that kind of money. I don't do those kind of things. I want to go on a vacation every month. I go out of town every month, but those are not vacations. I want to go on a vacation every month. But until I make a certain amount of money, or certain financial goals, those are not things that I can do. Now, I can only go on vacation every 2, 3 to 4 months to be going out of the country, to be going somewhere else. But we're about to bring on our guest, Ms. Kathleen. She is an author and person who has written a book with Fox Publishing. We've had Fox Publishing on earlier this month, so we're going to bring her on and talk about how consistent she is, or how consistent she is being inconsistent. You know, we had to talk about that before we got on here. So let's bring her on right now. Hello.
Hi, Bears. This is Kathleen. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am great. So tell people, who are you, and what do you do?
Okay, that's a loaded question. So my name is Kathleen Seekman, and I am a children's book author, and I have my first two books coming out in a few weeks. And then I also do have a day job, so I work a full-time job as a specialist. So that kind of gives you a little bit of me in a nutshell here.
So what is your day job?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, what is your day job?
Oh, I'm a sourcing specialist.
Okay.
So I manage commodities and all that stuff just for some companies.
Okay, cool. I missed the first part of it. Okay.
Gotcha.
What are your books about?
So I have two books. My first one is called Ooh Goo, and I guess the best way to describe that one is, you know, what is a little girl supposed to do when her nose just won't stop running? So it's just a cute little rhyming story about a little girl who just doesn't know what to do with all of the green goo that's coming out of her nose, and it just follows her throughout her day.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
I could see that. I could
yeah.
take kids to that,
because,
you know, little kids have
snotty
noses all the time.
Well, yes, they do. They do. So, and they never seem to end. And when my girls were little, I taught preschool as well. And it was just, I was inundated with green goo every day.
I bet you that's not consistently running out their nose, at least somebody.
Yeah. And then my second book is called Belle Meets Henry.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually about my dog, Belle the dog, and her adventures in my neighborhood and the creatures that she meets, and how they kind of learn about each other and their, you know, different perspectives of the neighborhood.
Wow. So does your dog bring you stuff like a cat does sometimes, like dead and stuff? And
No, she does not. She does not. She's pretty docile, although she did chase a duck once out of our backyard. Or I should say the duck chased her. And she, you know, was trying. It was actually quite humorous to watch, but something I'll never forget.
Wow. They're cute. I like those. And where can we find your book?
Thank you. So you can go to Fox Point Publishing, and that's where you can order them. And then once they are released, you'll also be able to buy them on Amazon. And then, you know, we're working towards getting them into a lot of your local bookstores.
Nice. And where are you located?
I am in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Nice. I know we talked a little bit on Facebook Messenger about this. You were like, I'm not consistent. But I can talk about how consistent I am about being inconsistent. You know, that's still being consistent a little bit. Might not be the best way to handle it, but...
My husband would probably laugh if he thought I was on a podcast about being consistent.
You have to let him listen to this. Yes.
Yeah.
So what are things, is there anything in your life that you are consistent with?
There are. I mean, there's lots of little things that I do, you know, consistently, and it's just, you know, people kind of sit back and say, okay, so when you're writing a book, you know, do you have your set processes and stuff that you go through with all of that? And that's where, when you were asking about consistencies, I'm like, that's not me when I write. You know, I just wait for the moment, and then if I get an idea, I just drive it home. That's kind of how I work. You know, I don't just sit at a computer and wait for an idea to come. An idea may come to me when I'm walking, you know, out for my morning walk, and I'll have my phone with me, and I'll dictate the idea into my phone and just save it to my files for a future date to elaborate upon. But yeah, I mean, you know, the little things in life that I'm pretty consistent with, you know, with my morning routine of getting up and having my cup of coffee, getting my older daughter, or my younger daughter actually, ready to get out the door to school. And, you know, those kind of things just kind of set you up for your consistency through the day. But do I consistently exercise? No, I don't. Do I consistently eat correctly? No, I probably don't. So, you know, all the things that people relate consistency to, I don't necessarily do in my life, which, you know, I'm working on.
Right. But that doesn't mean that you're not consistent. Like I said earlier in my podcast, people, like, you can be consistent. Your consistencies can be negative and or positive. Like, I consistently eat bad food. I consistently don't exercise.
Right.
I consistently,
yeah.
You know, like the work. I'm consistent. That's what I do consistently.
Right.
But at the end of the day, that's what people will know you for. You know what I mean? And it's okay. That's what you do. Right. But like when you're starting your book and you're telling people about your book, I bet you now, every time somebody asks you about your book, you give that same consistent spill about what your books are about. Like those are the three elevator pitches, what we call it, your elevator pitch about your business, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. So, and I think you've nailed it. You know, when it comes to that, is you may have some negative consistencies in your life, but, you know, look at some of the positives. Like you said, my elevator speech, you know, I'm working on perfecting that, and I give that same description of my books to anybody who asks. So that is consistent.
Right. And that's the real thing that really matters in your life and in your business. You're consistent with the things. You probably eat dinner around the same time and go to bed around the same time, right?
Right. Oh yeah. I'm actually quite consistent with that.
and your why behind why you go to bed at whatever, 9, 10 o'clock, because you said this is late for you. So why you go to bed at these hours is because you have to wake up at what time in the morning?
5:30.
Yeah, so you're mad at me right now, aren't you? You're like, this is going to have me up.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. But I consistently do my podcast at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, so I'm sorry. It is life.
No, that's life. Things don't always fall into your schedule, so you have to be flexible.
Yes. But that is, I mean, but it's okay, because I guarantee you tomorrow you'll be in the bed by 8:30 and it won't even make a difference about this one day that we kind of adjusted your time for about an hour. But
Right.
With a smiley face on, if you can see me, I have like, ooh. I know how serious that is. Because I'm not a consistent bedtime person, but my boyfriend is. He is asleep in his bed, but he's up at 4 o'clock every morning. I don't wake up until 8:30, 10. You know, that's my window, between 8:30 and 10.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not about to wake up that early. For what? There's nothing open that early. I can't go to the store. I can't do nothing, but... nothing. Can't call nobody. The bank don't even open that early anymore. Back in the day, now you can't call the bank until 9, 10 o'clock. So,
yep.
And you can go in until like 10 or 11 on a weekday. I'm like, especially since COVID, it was bad before COVID, but now there's nothing open until like 10 or 11 o'clock, at least in Atlanta. I'll say that, what happens in Atlanta. So,
So where in Atlanta are you?
I'm actually downtown, 04th Ward, if you're familiar, but downtown off of the Beltline.
I grew up in Roswell, Georgia.
Okay. So, yes, I'm downtown off of the Cab Avenue. Back maybe when you lived here, it probably was really scary, because when I moved here 20 years ago, I would not have lived over here. But now, I do. It's beautiful.
Everything's changing. Everything is changing there. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
I've got friends. Sorry,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, I still have friends in the Atlanta area, so I get down there every now and then to see them. So it has definitely changed since I've lived there.
That is one thing I can say about Atlanta. It consistently changes.
It is a consistently changing city.
I've never lived in it. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina originally, and I can go back to Charleston right now, and it looks exactly, certain things look exactly the same. Yeah, we got some new areas. Of course, things evolve a little bit, but 85% of what's in Charleston was there when I left. And it looks exactly how it was there when I left. Now, Atlanta, I walked down the street. One day I walked down the street and the building is there. The next day I walked down the street, the building is gone. The next day I walked down the street, it's a high rise. I knew hotels.
Charlotte's doing the same thing.
It's different. It's different.
Yeah.
So I just don't. It's hilarious to me. But that is one thing about consistent about Atlanta that I can say. It consistently changes every day. So what I'm going to ask you is, what are things that you do consistent in your business or in your, promoting your book or telling people about the book? What are some consistent habits that you created since you wrote your book? Books.
So I have started to consistently challenge my, my own insecurities about approaching people about my idea. About my books and, trying to self-promote myself. I'm typically not that kind of a person. And so, I've come out of my comfort zone several times and I'm trying to do it consistently on, whether it be every other week or whatnot, where I'm reaching out to somebody new that a person gave me a recommendation on and actually doing either a cold call or an email or something along those lines just to tell them about myself and about my stories. And that's something that, I've never consistently done in my past to kind of self-promote myself. And now I'm working towards making that a consistent part of building my business.
That is awesome because you know what? If you don't tell anybody, they will never know.
Exactly. So,
your publishing company will help you, but at the end of the day, everybody wants to know who you are,
Exactly. Yeah. They want to know who I am and how I came up with my ideas and, how I got it from an idea to being published. I'm just trying to stay consistent in telling that story to people.
That is so awesome. That is great. Because I really think that is one of the things that people don't understand, putting your information out there, putting your story out there, telling people about your story. Mm-hmm. Because people like to hear other people's stories only for the reason is some people can relate. This naughty nose thing. I worked in a daycare when I was younger in 2021, 2022. I worked in a daycare. And when I say those kids always came in with a runny nose or something like that, and it was tragic because I'm like, it's going in your mouth. Wipe it. Do something. And they grab their hand and just I fixed it, Miss Unique. And I'm like, no, now go wash your hands. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Now you want me to touch you. Don't touch me. I can't fight baby germs. Those are the worst germs ever. They take adults.
Oh, yeah.
You need to write a book about
they did.
You need to write a book.
We probably could about a germ.
Right, especially now with COVID, about kids.
I know.
And they say kids don't spread COVID. Yeah, they probably created COVID. Yes. And she went into the daycare and was like, let me see you, kid. We're
going to
call your
mom. Exactly. Yeah, no, I know. Kids are gross, but they're also just hysterical, and they make you laugh. They make me laugh. And, you go through the struggles and all that stuff of being a parent, but if you can just kind of sit back and just watch the silly things they do and the innocence of how they view the world, it's absolutely amazing. So,
it is. I mean, when you're a parent, it's a little harder to watch that, but my daughter had a baby, believe it or not, so they call me that G-word, and I really don't understand what that word, that G-R word, I don't go by that.
What that means.
And then my assistant, which I call her now my new daughter, she has two kids that live with me. And, I watched them, and I'm like, y'all are, I'm glad you're not mine, first of all. And then second part is that, you know, what kids will do is give you humility and self-esteem.
Yeah.
They will consistently make you feel, if you have low self-esteem, either you're going to be worse about it, or they're going to make you so much better, because they're going to be like, look at that.
They're brutally honest.
Can you go someplace? Can you get out my bathroom, please? Please leave. You know? Well, just stay out my bathroom. I didn't tell you to come in here. Let me use it.
Exactly. No, but kids are pretty funny. There was one time way at preschool where there was a little boy outside. We were outside on the playground, and he was in the little playhouse. And we would always tell the kids not to throw mulch because it could end up in somebody's eye and somebody could get hurt and blah, blah, blah. So kids in the house, and there's mulch flying out of the house, throwing it at people. And I go over and I fling open the door to this little playhouse. And I didn't mean to do it as hard as I did, but I guess I did it hard and it scared him. And he stopped immediately and looked at me, and I said, stop throwing mulch. And he's like, I didn't do it. Yet he was the only one in the house.
Right. With a handful of dirt.
Yeah. And I shut the door. And I walked away just laughing hysterically. I'm like, I cannot punish this child.
Right. That is like, one day my cousin's daughter was outside, and I was going to check on them. It's like four of them from the ages, at that time, ages of 5, 12, whatever. If they're in the house by themselves, they just got off the school bus, and I go over there, say, go over there, check on them, see what they're doing. Because they're not supposed to be outside, right? So I'm pulling up in the car, and the youngest one runs out the door and says, hey. And I was like, why are you outside? Because she didn't see me pulling up. She wasn't running out the door for me. She was running out the door for the doctor. She didn't even know I was coming. So she runs out the door, and I'm like, what's her name? Oh, my goodness, her name just slipped out. My head. It starts with an M. Whatever. I say her name. I'm like, why are you outside? I'm not outside. I just stopped and looked at her. And I was like, okay, find me in my car. So you're telling me my car is in your house? No, I'm not outside. I was like,
where are you?
I'm like, so where are you at now? Outside? I'm like, but didn't you just tell me you were, but I'm not outside. And I was just like, you're confusing me. Well, Quake is outside too.
Yeah. Yeah, just ratted out their friend.
Right, her sister. So I was just like, I understand that she's outside and she's not supposed to be outside. But now, instead of her just being in trouble, now you and her are in trouble. Because both of you guys are not supposed to be outside. Well, I was just looking for her because I knew Mama was coming home. Well, you messed up, because you should have stayed in the house and let her get in trouble by herself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I just thought that was hilarious. That little story right there to me, when when she gets older. I mean, she's older now. She's, what, 19 years old now? Or
right.
Like that.
Yeah.
And I need to bring that story back up to her when she told me she wasn't outside.
Yeah, you need to.
And she'll probably be like, I never did that. Like,
yeah, I never did that. Yeah, you got to bring that up because you know she has some good ones on you to bring
right.
up of when you, you know, did something silly
right.
as a grown-up, you know, and she just stores that away because I do that to my mom. I have all these stories filed away, so when she does something, I'm like, did you remember when?
See, that's the funny part. I have never been able to remember. I'm the worst with those kind of things.
Oh, gosh. No, I
don't. I'm not dealing with those backstories. I'm not.
My sisters believe that I grew up in a different family because I have all these memories from when we were little, and they're like, are you sure you grew up in our family? Yes, you guys just have horrific memories.
I don't remember nothing. My boyfriend, he remembers from, we've been together 6 years, and he still consistently brings up stories. And I'm just like, can you forget that already?
Yeah, it's time to change the stories.
So I have to force myself to remember stories about him so that I can have something to say. Like, that's a lot of work for me. Like, I have to, like, write it down. But I go see him and, oh, yeah, okay, he did this. Then I got to remember that I wrote it down somewhere. Whew.
Yeah. And you got to remember where you wrote it down.
Oh, man.
Bigger issue.
That's what I'm... See, I'm consistently forgetful. That's another part about it. I had a friend of mine who I've been friends with him for 20 years, and I consistently never called him by his name until the last probably 6 years of our friendship. And that's when we started working together, and we talked about that the other day. And he was like, Unique, what did you used to call me? I was like, I never called you by your name. And he was like, what do you mean?
Oh,
I was like, I never called you by your name. I remembered I never called you by your name because I never knew what your freaking name was. I mean, 20-year-old friend, literally.
Yeah.
20 years I have known this person. And I have never called him by his name until like the last 5 years of knowing him. Because we were working together and I referred him for a job because he moved to Atlanta. But I'll call him buddy, bae, friend, homie, like.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
It was hilarious. And now I messed up his name. His name is, I'm probably still saying it wrong, Calvin, I believe. And
okay.
I think I still mess it up now. Because he's like, no, because I always call him Calvin. And his name is Calvin.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Calvin, Ruth Calvin, yep.
And to me, they all look the same. Calvin, Kevin, Calvin, all three of them look exactly the same to me. I got a Southern education, like, come on now. You know they didn't teach us all those letters like that. So, yeah, that is one of the things about me that I have, and I'm good with that. I'm not good at remembering names or pronouncing people's names. If you listen to any of my podcasts, I mess up almost everybody's name. That's why I didn't even try your last name. I just was like...
Oh, yeah. I know. That I get it. Speakman. I get that. People mispronounce that all the time.
I wasn't even going to try. I call people the wrong name. I'm bad. That's why I tell you people to introduce themselves when they first come on. And maybe you get them... But I like the imperfection about this because I can be an extreme perfectionist. But we're coming to the end of the show. I know it's past your bedtime. So what I'm going to ask you to do again at the end of the show, please tell everybody where you can find your book, the names of your book, what website they can find them on, and so that we can hopefully, you know, get people to like and purchase your book, especially if they have kids. I would love, you need to send me the links when they do go live so I can pick
sure.
them up for my babies that I have here.
Yeah, sure, sure. So the
what grade level? Can I see
what level? What? I'm sorry. What was that?
What grade level are your books?
Okay, so Ooh-Goo, and it's age. It goes by age level. So Ooh-Goo is for ages 3 to 7, and then Bell Meets Henry is an early reader, so that's ages 5 to 8. So that would be like your kindergarten to second grade, where Ugu is more of a picture book. So it's that preschool, early elementary age
right.
book. And yeah, I know, it's right on my level. People are like, why did you decide to write children's books? I'm like, because it's right on my level. I'm a 3-year-old at heart. There's the best place probably is to just go to my either Instagram page or my Facebook page, which is author Kathleen Seekman. And I'll have links there to my personal website because it's a square site, so it's not an easy it'd be too difficult for me to like read it out loud easily to you. Or you can go to foxpointpublishing.com.
All righty. So make sure we go to foxpointpublishing.com or follow her on Instagram, which the link will be somewhere or she'll be tagged in these posts of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Follow her. If you have little kids or you like reading picture books like me, yay, then you can read her book. Because I wrote a book, and it's only 100 pages long. Way too long, but it has no pictures. I need to add pictures to it so that I'll even want to read it again. I need to read it over again. It was a lot of work. I wrote an adult book. I don't know what possessed me to do that. I should have stayed with the kids.
Right.
Books.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Way too many words. Way too many words. But, but I appreciate
gotcha.
You having you on. This was an awesome discussion. People learned about you. Your topic is being consistent. She consistently wrote these books. She consistently got this information out. Please and share this with everybody that is out there. And you have a good night.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Unique.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, this is I Am Unique, right? Your DIY business coach. We're signing off. We got to sign off on time because I got things to do, places to go, and people to see. So I hope everybody follows her on Instagram. I will tag her in this post with this live on it. Follow her. Great author. If you got the little kids, buy her books when they are launched. Go to Fox Publishing. I have Fox Publishing out there. On my story as well, great publishing company of children's books. So if you're looking for children's books for your kids, hit up Fox Publishing. Get the Ooey Gooey and Bell the Dog. We're going to talk about, sounds like fun books to read from ages of 3 to 6. So make sure, or 7, something like that, from second grade. So make sure you grab a hold of those books, share. Support small businesses, support new authors, and just support the life. Be consistent, have some confidence, and get the word out about who you are and what you do. Consistently do something right with your life. Talk to you later. This is I'm Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off. Bye-bye.